And here we go again, number three. So that's the job, mainly all the comments about the job. The rest of my life has been mainly taken up with reading, which has been really exciting. I got the Kindle, obviously, all the way back in May 15th, and have really started reading. If you follow me on Goodreads, you'll notice that I've now read 9 books this year, which is 9 books more than I read last year. I am slightly annoyed. I started reading Game of Thrones. Well, the series is called Fire and Ice, and I saw the television series Game of Thrones, which is book one. Loved that and read the book. The first book, Game of Thrones, is fantastic. The second book is okay. The third book is, and the fourth book is awful. It really is terrible. But I sort of made the commitment, so I read through the fourth book, and I've now read 4,000 pages of this series. Of course, it only counts as 4 books, and I put a target of 13 books for the year. And I sometimes feel like I've read 4,000 pages. Surely that counts as 10 books, not 4. However, that's what I've read. I recommend Game of Thrones, the first book. I fairly recommend the second book. The third book, you've got to read because so much happens in it, but the man needs an editor. And book 4 is just awful. Ignore it. Book 5, I know, comes out on July 11th, July 12th. Maria's promised it to me. I've said thank you. However, I have just spent a bit of money on books. I bought Alex's new book, which everybody, of course, who's listening to this audio boo should have bought. Otherwise, he will come round to your house and cry. And I bought, she also then bought me a Robert Harris book. He wrote a series called, or a series about Cicero. And I've got the first book. And so she bought me the second book. So we've spent sort of a bit of money on books. But I've been reading a lot of that. We've been watching a lot of MasterChef Australia. Yes, I know. Somebody said to me, what do you watch on television? And I had to explain that the night before we'd watch The Apprentice, the United Kingdom Apprentice, The Apprentice You're Fired, which is the follow-up program, MasterChef Australia, and then an episode of Mock the Week, and an episode of 8 out of 10 Cats. And I suddenly realised that I sort of don't watch a lot of American television occasionally. So we've watched a lot of MasterChef Australia, which is a weird programme because it happens every single day or 6 days a week. So you can get really behind on that. And the Tour de France started yesterday. So we're really excited about that. Thanks to the power of the internet, 2 hours after the episode, the stage finishes, I'm able to download normally the whole live stage. Last night we watched 2.5 hours of the first stage, and we watched the beginning bit, and I was thinking like, whoa, this is boring. Are we really going to do this for 23 days again? And then sure as eggs is eggs, suddenly in the last hour, it just got back to what I love about the Tour de France. The peloton kicked in and they chased down the people who'd have broken away. And the beauty of just watching that huge bunch of 180 cyclists bear down a French road and then go round a roundabout. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And the drama. There was a couple of crashes as well, which was great. So I'm really looking forward to the tour and the holidays to do that. And then, because I'm English, I should mention the weather. The weather's been brilliant. It's been brilliant because it's been round about 26, 28 degrees. And so it's been quite sociable, really. And instead of having to sit around in underwear with both fans going, I'm actually, well, not fully dressed because I'm in my pyjamas at the moment, but we don't have fans going and we have the windows partially closed because it's that cool. And I think that's mainly it. I will say I'll stop now because you've got 3 things, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.